What's going on, guys? Pastor Jeff here. Hope y'all are having an incredible week. Man, we're having a blast here at the offices, just getting things ready for this weekend. And I wanted to give you guys a quick update on a few things. Man, we've got a lot going on. We're loving this Roots series. Man, I'm just enjoying getting back to the foundations of our faith. It's been cool just being able to memorize scripture with you guys. If you haven't memorized Colossians 2:7 yet, man, let me tell you, put it to memory. If you do know it, man, let's say it together. Right where you're at, you can just say it with me, Colossians 2:7. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. And that's what it's about, having your roots and your foundation in Christ. Well, guys, I gave you some homework this past week. If you get a chance, read Exodus chapter 20. That will help you be ready for this coming weekend. And this coming weekend, by the way, just happens to be Mother's Day. Man, we're excited about moms. I've got an incredible mom, and I wouldn't be the man of God that I am and the person that I am without an awesome mom. So huge shout out to my mom. I love you. I've got an incredible wife who's a phenomenal mom. So, man, it's awesome being able to honor moms. And this year at LifePoint, we're doing things differently than we've ever done before. We decided the greatest way we could honor moms is creating a service that your husbands would want to come to. We know we've got ladies that have been praying and praying and praying for their husbands to come to church. And we decided we're going to create a service that is going to be so appealing for those husbands that show up for maybe the one time a year. And it's going to be awesome. So ladies, listen, man, this is our gift to you. Do everything you can to invite your husbands to be at LifePoint this weekend. Our band has worked hard on some phenomenal stuff. It's going to be awesome. Now, we still want to love on you, moms. We've gotten some incredible stuff for you. We want you to set your clocks ahead. Be early. We're creating a special VIP Mother's Lounge just for you. It's going to be special. Make sure you're there. Well, guys, I want to share one thing with you today that was really resonating with me. I've been reading through, just as I've been going through the Bible, I came across Daniel. And this is a story you're probably very familiar with. It's about these guys named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And as the story goes in Daniel chapter 3, King Nebuchadnezzar builds this massive statue, and the rule is that when the music plays, everybody bows down and worships this statue. Well, sure enough, as the music plays, everybody bows down except for these three guys, and they refuse to do it. And so they're brought before the king, and the king basically says, "Who's going to deliver you from my hand? If you don't bow down, I'm throwing you in the furnace." And I love how they respond in verse 16. It says, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, 'O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.'" And I love this because they look at the king, the most powerful man. They said, "Listen, we live a no-compromise lifestyle. Man, we will not compromise. And I tell you what, you show me a group of people that are willing to say, I will not compromise in that which I believe, I'll show you somebody that's about to be exalted because they're lifting the name of Jesus high." So the life point, man, let's make this week, this is a no-compromise week. We're not going to give in to our weakness. We're not going to cave in the areas of our struggles. We're going to stand firm as our roots grow down into him. Hey, you guys, be blessed this week. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday. God bless.